Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning. Kiara Harris is our guest. She owns the Cookie Club here in Mexico. You know, one thing I'm still curious about, because I was in the food industry for quite some time before I came to radio, in another lifetime. Do you still enjoy it? Do you still enjoy the interaction with customers?
Yes, I do. That is probably... I don't want to say a loaded question, because when you're busy and you have stuff to do, you're kind of wanting to just be. But we changed our model just recently, and now I am working right on the other side of where customers will see just everything. If I'm mixing something, making something, rolling dough, you'll see it. And I think that that is what's creating this newfound energy to not feel rushed, because you see that I'm pouring something into something real quick. Because before, so we had the two sides. One side we completely shut down. And if you're rushing to do something and finish something or take something out of the oven, and then you have to come to the other side to say, oh, hi, how's it going? How are you? And they don't know why it took so long. It makes for a little distance or a little kind of like bad reaction that could potentially happen, you know. But now it's just like, I'm going to watch you finish that, because I know that you're not just ignoring me, or, you know what I mean? Like, so that definitely helps to create more of an appreciation on both sides. And it makes the interactions a lot more pleasant. But I think in general, we have some amazing customers, and I've never really felt like I didn't want to serve the customers that come in.
I agree with you. I think transparency is the key to everything. We want to feel, we want to taste, we want to see things.
And smell.
And smell. And if you can do all of those things, I think you're absolutely on the right track. We always end with a wild card question here on Meet the Community.
Okay.
So if you were able to go on Shark Tank, you get booked there, what would be your $1 million business idea today for the sharks on Shark Tank? And I'll give you a minute to think about that.
$1 million idea?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would pitch the Cookie Club. I really would. I would pitch it in the sense of... more, I don't want to say like subscription, because I do think that that's slightly dying out, but not so much. I would still pitch the Cookie Club, but I would just pitch it in a sense of people can now order from us online. My husband loves the name, the Cookie Club. We bought the premium domain just because someone somewhere either was going to start a cookie club, just because there's so many different clubs. There's the bacon club. There's the, and I'm just saying anything. There's the shirt club. There's everything. So when people see our name now, it's almost like it's a trusted name. People mm-hmm. would come in all the time and ask, like, is this a franchise? Is this a... So, honestly, it would be to have the resources and marketing behind building up that actual name, because it's a brilliant name that can really flow into something that people wouldn't question of, oh, yeah, they're going to deliver.
Absolutely. And we won't end on the wild card question, because there's still several more things we want to get to. You recently won a Women Who Own It award. As a matter of fact, you were named the Audrain County Woman Entrepreneur of the Year. First off, congratulations to you on that. Tell us a little bit about that award and how you found out that you were a nominee.
So we got an email. So I think I follow, or I'm on their email list for the Missouri Women's Business Center. And so when we were Come On Cookies, we actually did a lot of stuff with the Women's Business Center here and there. I've attended their mastermind class. I knew a lot of different people that were like, you should definitely get a part of this program since you're starting a business. So they had a lot of information, a lot of resources, and a lot of just people to talk to funnel ideas out. So I'm on their email list, and I see the email that says, hey, nominate your favorite whatever. So I sent the email off to people who could nominate me. And I guess
they did.
Enough people responded and filled out the intake. And once I got the email back, I was like, oh, wow, okay, I actually got the award. So I thought that was really cool. And they tell you kind of like how many people would nominate you. And I think overall there was a few people that maybe I didn't know about, because when they introduced you, a lot of the stuff that was said was stuff that other people would have to know. That isn't really like common knowledge, I guess. But it was really cool. That award was it was really needed at that time, just because we were changing everything over and things like that.
Absolutely. One last question. Any plans for expansion of the Cookie Club in the future that you're thinking about or that you could talk about here this morning?
So I have not shared what we're going to do with the other side just yet, because it's going to be in the works. But like I say, like there's never one reason why something happens. There's just a multitude of reasons. And sometimes it can truly feel like this is going wrong, this is going wrong, this is going wrong. But it takes all of these things that are happening that are bad for God to really say, well, that's why. This is the reason why. Because I would have never imagined the Kids Club, which is what we're going to be working on the right side. And we want to create a play imagination area where kids can come in and they can be pirates. They can act like they're rowing boats. My kids enjoy imagination play. They really do. So the small kids area that we used to have on the one side, I thought was amazing, because my own kids play in there and they can give me suggestions and ideas on what they like. And it helps because other kids their age like the same things. So now I want it to be to where kids as old as 10, 11 can come in and have a good time. Moms can come in and sit. And enjoy a beverage and the stuff that we have for sale. And they can just go right over and they can enjoy something that is on a bigger scale. So that's kind of like the next project. But of course, we would be looking for something a little bit different this time. Like, we didn't originally get a bank loan, but that's probably something that we would have to look into. And actually sponsors, if people wanted to have like my salon, or if different businesses wanted to actually have their own play imagination station in the inside of the Cookie Club, then, or the Kids Club, then that's probably something that you know, we would be looking out to. So this is the first time that I'm actually saying it out loud.
Breaking news.
Because I have to make sure that, and sometimes, you know, we can guard things that we want to do. But I truly believe that if it's for us, it's going to be for us, and we're going to make it happen and we're going to make it work. And then anybody that could be listening in, maybe they want to help sponsor, or they want to help donate to the cause or be a part of the cause. And I think this is the first time that we're possibly going to be opening it up to just the different advice, the different ideas and things like that. So that's probably the next step for us, is keeping what we have going as far as the Cookie Club, and then creating the Kids Club with the other space.
Excuse me. I appreciate you coming in this morning. I would like to see a bacon Cookie Club, me personally, where I could come in and act like a pirate too. But listen, I want to wish you.
Yeah.
I want to wish you the best of luck and future success to you. Congratulations on everything.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Kiara Harris, she's our guest this morning on Meet the Community here on AM 1340 KXCO. We'll be back with another Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on KXCO.